All right, our next author is Shannon Bates. She's an editor for the Neil A. Kios Music Company, and she's been writing fiction and poetry and playing saxophone in San Diego since 1995. Her work's been published in Saxifrage, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, The Acorn Review, Late Night River Lights, and A Year in Ink, Volume 5, which just published the piece she's reading today, The Place.
This is the short version. If you want to read the whole thing, you have to get the anthology. The Place. If I had told you the truth, you never would have come here with me. You never would have trusted me after all these years. I had to lie. I had no other choice. I know how much you have wanted to meet your father. I've tried my best to paint you a portrait of a strong, intelligent, and passionate man, one who could only pass down to you the best of genes. There were times when I believed it myself. The stories were becoming true for me, and I actually began to love this man whom I had fabricated from wishes and dreams. I watch you now as you navigate the stones to cross the creek. I follow behind you more tentatively. When we both reach the other side, we look back into the forest. The trees and ground cover are much more mature than they were 19 years ago today. So am I. I can remember clearly how it looked on that spring day. A couple of large stones jetted up and created jets to spill the water back over itself, and there were no dry rocks to keep my feet from getting soaked. My jeans were drenched and heavy, nearly pinning my shoes to the ground. I told myself that I would never come back here, to this prison of writhing vines and creaking bugs and tugging arms, but it wasn't the forest's choice that I was here on that day under those circumstances. I figure I owe it to nature to give it another chance. It's a beautiful place, really. A place where I would love to go to escape if it hadn't already symbolized capture for me. This is the place where I met your father. That is no lie. Out here in the middle of nowhere where no one goes to meet anyone else. I can't remember how I ended up here and why I would have chosen this path away from all civilization. But this is where I finally lost the race and was tripped up to land face first in a patch of moss. I clawed and I wriggled, but I was not strong enough to regain my footing. I was not even strong enough to keep my jeans, still buttoned and zipped, up on my hips. Burns would show the next day where the jeans were too slim to come down without quite a bit of force. The taste of mud in my mouth was pungent, and the din of insects hiding in the trees around us joined my screams to sound an alarm to someone, anyone who might be nearby. But it was too late by the time a couple of hikers trotted down toward the creek. It was too late for me, and it was too late for your father. He finally backed off to admire his work, and I found the adrenaline to heave myself up and hurl my foot toward his sternum. When he pitched back, the creek caught his fall and cradled his head in an arc of stones. As the water ran red, a man and a woman approached and found a cell phone. I squatted, half naked but completely exposed, and cried until the ambulance came. I considered telling you about that day, in spite, in truth, or in anger, I'm not sure. But I like my stories much better. No mud, no blood, no terror. Your father, the one I made up, was a wonderful man who loved you very much. I've taught you to believe in him as I have, and to be proud of who you are and what you've become. I know I've also taught you not to lie, but I was hoping you'd never have a reason like this one. You look at me and smile, spreading your arms wide as if to hug nature. Thanks for bringing me here, you say. It's beautiful, so full of life. I smile back and nod my head. Yes, it is.